Father, we come to you right now thanking you for this opportunity that on this Resurrection Day, on this commonly known Easter Sunday, as this Sunday where people put on their stuff and do egg hunting and all kind of thing, but we thank you for the opportunity of really knowing that you are Lord and you are Savior. You loved us enough to give up everything for a little thing like us. And we give you praise for it. Bless us now. Enlighten our spirit as we talk with the people who will hear this message today. In Jesus' name we thank you, Lord. And amen. Today, the Lord has spoken to my heart to use a crazy subject is really almost a whole paragraph, and that is, I am so sure of the resurrection. We recognize the fact that there's been a lot of discussion about pagan holidays and all of that, but some kind of way or another, I am totally, absolutely living or dead, totally convinced that this represents the resurrection of Christ. So I'm so convinced that I want to use the title today, If Christ Be Not Risen, Then It's All a Lie. If Christ be not risen, then everything else that I have to say to you today is also a lie. Let's go to the scripture where Paul talks it in 1 Corinthians. And I'm going to start at verse 14. And 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verses 14 through 20. Listen, if you please. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yeah, verse 15, and we are found false witness of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. Verse 17, if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and you are yet in your sin. Then they also which are fallen asleep, that's Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all of them, in Christ are perished. If in this life, oh my goodness, only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Look at verse 20. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruit of them that slept. This is a story, and I'm going to leave another scripture with you. I won't read it, but the scripture I want to leave with you is found in the book of Luke, chapter 24, and verses 1, really through most of that chapter, but I'm going to particularly call your attention down through about verse 6. And basically that first verse said, now on the first day, that's Luke chapter 24, verse 1, on the first day of the week, the ladies came. And they wanted to anoint the Lord Jesus with the spice and stuff that they had prepared. So I'll come back and deal with that in just a few minutes. But let's look at Paul as he writes to the church in Corinth. And these people were people of renown, people with money, people with status, people who had names that they were connected to, all kind of things that they were connected to. But Paul somehow infiltrated and got into Corinth and set up churches in Corinth. But then when Paul was gone, something happened. Ugly stuff began to creep into the church there in Corinth. Put a semicolon there for a second, and let's talk about 2019. 2019, we're now living in an age where everything is under question. You cannot really hide anywhere. These people today with technology can see inside of your yard, inside of your house. But everybody is saying that they're right and you're wrong. Everybody has their own testimony about what is good and what is bad. Now, let me tell you something. Everybody, I'm talking to everybody who's hearing me today. Brother Mel and all of your people out there on the line, you can believe how you want to believe. I ain't got no argument for you to convince you one way or the other. But I am totally convinced in 2019 that the technology is there to show proof, really, that God really did raise Christ from the dead. Now, we recognize two wonderful holidays, one Christmas and one is called commonly Easter. And so I'm saying in my way, in my debut of, well, it's really not a debut, I've been speaking of this for many, many years, but in my conversation with you this morning, I'm saying I'm totally convinced that the resurrection is the most precious day. Christmas and all of the other things wrapped around Christmas, but when it comes to Easter, when it comes to the resurrection day, I am totally convinced that Jesus did rise from the dead. And I'm so convinced that there is no, I'm ready to make a statement that if Christ be not risen, then it's all a lie. What's a lie? I'm going to say that God doesn't even exist. If Christ didn't rise from the dead, God doesn't exist. The universe does not exist. And when we talk about the creation and people talk about us coming from monkeys, well, I want you to know that if Christ didn't rise, there ain't never been no monkeys. And so I'm convinced that this thing really did happen. So nothing else counts if Christ didn't rise from the dead. But look at how Paul states this and said, if Christ be not risen, that's verse 14. But verse 15, he says, yea, and we are found false witnesses of God. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm glad you asked. Well, listen. It took me a long time, even as a child growing up in Mississippi, and mama and them, and that's my favorite word, mama and them, or mama and them, whichever you like. But mama and them told me about this Jesus. And we lived in a house in on the cotton picking plantation where it rained in the roof and we had to put buckets on the inside to catch the rain so it didn't get all over the house. Well, I was not convinced that there was ever a Jesus. And if there was a Jesus, he didn't care nothing about me. He was all for the white. Now, that was really how I felt. But ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. I went to church because Mama said I had to go. And I took my sisters and brothers. I was the oldest of five kids. And we all went to church. And I would hear the preacher preach. I would hear the people as they would roar and throw up their hands and say they thank God for the opportunity to be there and all of that. And I would hear people who were poor, wearing raggedy clothes, living in the same raggedy houses we lived in, still saying they were thankful to God for what they had. Didn't make very much sense to me. And finally, one day, I got a letter from Uncle Sam that was in August of 1953 that I was called to go to the Korean War. And I got on, went through all my basic training at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. And then when it was time to go, I went out behind my little barn, which my mama and father had already by the time raised money and had their own property, own new house and everything else. So I wanted to make sure that if there was a God, that he would hear me. So I went out behind the barn and I began to pray to the Lord. And I said, I don't want to go to Korea and die on foreign property. But if you are God, and if Jesus was sure enough resurrected from the dead, and I went on with a stack of ifs taller than you can stand that I accused God of, then bring me back home safe and sound, and I will do anything he wanted me to do. Well, brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. It's a terrible thing when you challenge God. Now, he ain't gonna get mad with you if you do it sincerely. Wow. It just hit me that how in the world an awesome God, an almighty God, would let a little old boy, 19 years old, challenge him and tell him, if he's God and if he's that. But he didn't get mad at me. He just took me over and brought me back. Well, now I'm on a boat on the way to Yokohama, Japan from Oakland, California. And I went up on board one day and yelled out to all the people, is anybody up here like to play checkers and get beat? Because I was a good checker player. Long story made short. A tall, slender white boy by the name of Bob came up and says, what's your name? I said, my name is Henry. He said, mine is Bob. I'll play you. 20 games later, Bob had not won a game. So I said to Bob, I said, Bob, I'm tired now. I'm going to go find somebody who can play checkers. And so as I got ready to leave, Bob grabbed me by the arm and he said, Henry, do you know Jesus? I said, of course. I go to church. Well, now, Bob said, I didn't ask you, did you go to church? I asked you, did you know Jesus? And he pulled out his little pocket testament, and he began to walk me through Mark 12, 29, Hebrew 11 and 6. And he went on to the Romans road. And when he got through with me, brothers and sisters, I was clearly convinced that Jesus did rise from the dead and bought my freedom. Well, that's not the whole story, but let me tell you where that went from there. Got back home, went over to Korea, went to Okinawa, went to Japan, got back home, everything was settled, everything was good. And then one night, the Lord brought back to my remembrance what I promised him that I would do if he'd take me to Korea and bring me back safely. And what I had done, I was a football player at Tennessee State. And some of you probably have heard me share this before. But I was a football player at Tennessee State. And what happened to me is that I took my little two-year-old son, who's now coming up on 63, and took him boating and lost the keys to the administration building, which my responsibility was to unlock it every day. And that was my work aid scholarship. Well, anyway, The Lord woke me up that night after I couldn't find the keys, and he said, "Do you want to find those keys?" And I thought it might have been I was having a dream. And he says, "Go back down to where you took your little son, Bodie." And I got all quiet, and I reached over and woke my wife up, and I said, "Did you hear anything?" She said, "No, go to sleep." Go to sleep. And I went on, tried to go back to sleep, and I couldn't. Long story made short, I got up, put on my clothes, went down to the place where the Holy Spirit had told me. And he says, "Now, if you will do what you promised, I'll show you the key." And ladies and gentlemen, it was midnight or 1 o'clock or somewhere in that area, and they had moccasins in Tennessee in those little lakes that they had. But he told me to walk out into the water, and I did. I walked out to the water, and when he told me to stop, he says, "Pick up the keys." I didn't rake for them. I just reached down, picked up the keys, and realized the fact that I was either dead or something had happened to me, something was wrong with me. Long story made short, I took the Lord at his will, went to my chaplain, and turned myself in, and I've been preaching ever since. So I want you to know, brothers and sisters, Christ sure enough did rise from the dead. And if he didn't, there is no heaven, there is no earth, there is no universe, there is no system. And I want you to know, just as Descartes, a 13th century philosopher who made this statement, and he said this, Descartes made this statement. He says, "I'm not so sure that I'm a part of this living so-called human system. And I have no way to prove that I am a part of it." And then he thought about it. He made this statement. He said, "I think, therefore, I am." And so today I deliver life statement to you. God truly lives. God truly created the universe. God truly created the heaven and the earth. God truly did not make us from monkeys. He made us of his image and his likeness and has caused us to be human beings like of himself. Breathed into us and we became a living soul. And then when we fell and got into sin, Christ came on earth and took on our sin, took it to Calvary. Man, I'm happy about this. Oh my goodness. And he took it to Calvary, died for us, and was buried in Joseph's new tomb. But on the third day morning, before daylight, Jesus got up and declared all power in his hand. So ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, boys and girls, people, I just want to declare unto you today that the foundation of my life and the foundation of the Christian family is all tied up in the true resurrection of Jesus Christ, which Paul so clearly laid out for us. And in verse 20, in chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians, he said, "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that slept." Father, we thank you today that you did rise. Thank you today that you give us proof. You showed yourself to many hundreds of people, and you live in my heart, and I'm so thankful for it. Bless us now. Keep us, and do not let us fall again. And I'm so thankful to get a chance to tell the story to those who will hear us today that you truly did get up from the dead and is alive and alive forevermore. God bless you today. Have a good rest of your day and just know that Jesus truly got up. Amen.